Shechiyonu v'kimonu, we're going to start Mirtza Hashem. A new Masechta, Masechta's B'chayris now. And let's give a little bit of Agdoma, what's Nichlal in the Masechta. The word B'chayr appears right after Klal Yisrael comes out of Mitzrayim. And the Mefarshim explained, because the mitzvah of B'chayr, Kadesh li kol B'chayr, Petah kol Rechem, is a product of the fact that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim B'kdushosom. Klal Yisrael was chosen by the Rebbeinu Shlalem in the role of Bnei B'chayr Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paroi. And the Makkah B'patish, the Hitzor of Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, went together with Makkah's B'chayrim. And the Pasuk says that way, that the B'chayrim, B'chayr Yisrael, are Bimkoim, the B'chayrim that were killed in Mitzrayim. Kedusha's B'chayra is the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. So there's a very significant group of mitzvahs in the Torah Kedusha. We have a little bit of a remnant to that in the fact that we have the Siyum B'chayrim on Erev Pesach, which the pshat is that when Klal Yisrael gets ready to go out of Mitzrayim, so the Noisei is Kedusha's B'chayra. So the B'chayrim have to prepare for Pesach on a separate plane. The group of mitzvahs that go into Kedushas B'chayra are on three levels. One is Shaykh to say the Kachim. One is really a din of Momin, and it's Matnas Kuhuna, but it's not really Shaykh to Kachim at all. And one is something in between. The one which is Kedushas Korbonos, we had a little bit of this just now, a few Mishnayos ago in Perek HaZreel L'Chayim V'Akevo, is that a B'chayr Behemo, that's Roy La Krova, from the minim that a Roy La Krova, when it's born, if it fits the bill of Kedusha's B'chayra, and we're going to have to learn in the Masechta, one of the Ikka Noisim, is what is the definition of a B'chayr. B'chayr Me'av, B'chayr Me'aim, there are different dinim in the Torah. Bava Basra, we have a din of B'chayr Me'av, that's a din of Pishnayim. Here we have a din of B'chayr Me'aim. The only animals that have Kodesh B'Kedusha's B'chayra are the animals that are have Kedusha's Korban, that are born from Kedusha's Soim. So what happens if it's after an Eifel and so on? All these halachs are going to be discussed. In that context, behemoths that are born, Kedusha's B'chayra, are Roy Lakrovo, and it's to be given to the Kohen to be Makriv, and that's also discussed over here exactly, the Tzura of when it's born, who's Metapo, giving over to the Kohen and so on and so forth. The behemoth that's brought as a korban, which has the bazunder din of korban b'chor, obviously can only be hokrav if it's a sholeh, if the behemoth is not a balmum. If the behemoth is a balmum, then it's not roi lakrov, it becomes psulei amakdoshim, or if it's born with a mum. One of the ikkenoisim in our mesechta is the sugya of mumin b'chor, how it's worked, how it's determined, what are the dinim in giving it over, what are the dinim of an animal that has Kedusha's Korban that now becomes Pasulak Grova. So it's given over to the Kohen, but it's Psulim HaMikdashim. The Dinim of Psulim HaMikdashim have to be discussed in the context of Kedusha's Bechor. The Sugya of Mumin is not only a Sugya of Mumin, of course, in animals, but primarily it's a Sugya of Roy La Voida by Kehanim themselves. The Sugya of who's Roy La Lavoidin, natural lavoidin, balimumin, etc., is also discussed in the Masechta. Agav, the Mishnah is chapin over here, one other korban, which is similar in many ways to Kedusha's Bechor. It's not discussed the parameters of the hafrosh and the becoming of that korban in any other Mishnahis in Seder Kachim, and that's Kedusha's korban of Meiser. There's korban Meiser, in Psukim, the end of Parashat Luchukaisai, that'll also be in this Masechta. Now, like we said, this is Kedusha's Bechor of a Behemo, that's Roy Lakrovo, that becomes a Korban. Kedusha's Bechor Odom, what we call the Halachas of Pidyon HaBen, is a Halacha which is Dinim Ominous. No Kedusha L'chor is Chal on the Vlad, even though we say by the exchange, we say to the Kohen, who do you say to the father, do you want your child or do you want the money? L'chayra, the child does not belong before the pidyon to the kohen. It's not pidyon from Kedushas HaGuf. It's a good question exactly what the nature of pidyon HaBen is. We'll discuss it in Mirtza Hashem B'Torah HaDvarim. The parameters of who's chayv in pidyon HaBen, who's not chayv in pidyon HaBen, and the dinei mominus, and the dinei choyv, and the dinei shibud, like every choyv has, mitzad dinei mamonis. That's also discussed in the Masechta. The in between being a korban and being a chiyav mamon is what's called kedushas petach hamor. Petach hamor is a bazundir chiddush that was in Chadish, that there is some type of kedushas haguf on a behemah tmeah. The only case where we find that in the Torah, right after Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kadosh Likobacho, Petach Korecha. But one of those are the Chamayrim, Rashi says, because the Chamayrim took out Klal Yisrael with the Bizas Mitzrayim from Mitzrayim, so they were given that skos. There's also a deeper idea, which the Maral expresses in many places, that the Chamayr represents Chumriyah, so Yitzis Mitzrayim, which created Kedusha Yisrael, created also the Kedusha of the Chumriyah of Klal Yisrael. Vinishvi, there's a din that the Petach Chamor has Kedusha, but of course it's not Roy Lakrova. The Kedusha has to be exchanged, here's a real pidyon, onto a Seh, and that Seh doesn't become a Korban proper, but it does become Mamon HaKohanim. The way into Santa Din, there's a din of Petach Chamor, which if a person refuses to exchange it onto a Seh, so then he has to make an Arifa on the Petach Chamor. Dorshi Rishumois, comes from the Arizal, is that the word Arifa, similar to the word Paroi. If somebody refuses to shtel zechtzu to Kedushas Yitzis Mitzrayim, he has a shaks to Paroi, which is a fascinating tzushto. The dinim of Petach Chamor, like we said, are somewhat shaykh to Kedushas Aguf. It's not just, it has to be exchanged, some type of din on the Chamor. If it's not exchanged, you can't use the Chamor. The Seh has to be given to a Kohen, that's a Mamonis Digadin. Of course, since there's no Hakrov on the Seh, what happens if a person has a Sofik Petach Chamor? So he exchanges the Kedusha on a Chamor on the Seh, but now the Seh is a Mamonis Digadin, whether he has to give it to the Kohen or not, and on that, Dine Mamonis kick in, we say Hamaitzim Bechaval Horay, that's the famous Sugi of Tok V'Kohen, which is so prominent in Noshim and Ezekiel. So that comes into play over here also. We'll see some of that. Of course, sveikas can also exist by a sofik bechor that's roi lakrov, and there you'll have to be makbid because of the dinei kedusha. The shal is who gets the behema. That's the subject of that sugya of tvisa from a muksik by kedushas karbonis. What you have over here is also that what happens if a father has a suffix on a child of his, whether he's mukhiv bidin aben, they also look at it's a suffix moment. So you'll say, Amayt Simcha V'Alvarai, those halachas will also be discussed to me at Hashem towards the end of the Masechta. So that's really the summary. What's Negev Bizman Hazeh? Of course, we have the halachas of bidin aben. Of course, we don't want to get into a situation where an animal, Bizman Hazeh, should be born and have Kedushas Karbonos. And because of that, there are stratagems to get out. If you have a farmer who has a cow and the cow is ready to give birth, there are ways to get out of having the behemoth have Kedushas Karbonos, which of course is the preferred option, Bizman Hazeh. We'll have to see about that too. And Petach Chamor is a rare occurrence. Generally, you don't have it. And it's all occasionally they have the Megadol in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of exchanging the Chamor for a Seh, and giving the Seh to a Kohen that others know it. Bizman Hazeh. So now let's start the Masechta. Halakeach uba chamayri shal nochri v'hamoy chaloi. Somebody who buys the uber of a chamayr shal nochri. So we're talking about pidyon petach chamayr, and we're trying to figure out if he's going to be chayiv if the uber is a bechor. Obviously, if it's not petach rechem, it's not a problem. The uber that will be born from the chamayr of this goy, and he buys it when it's b'mei imoy, v'hamoy chaloi, or he sells to a goy the uber, the mei chamor. He has a chamor, and the uber is slated to be born b'kedushas petarechem. Af al pi she'enei rashai, he's not allowed to, not because of hilchas bechor, by the way. He's not allowed to because there's a din, you're not allowed to sell in Eretz Yisrael or behem agasa to a goy, even in chutz laretz, because the goy will, you'll come if you sell. Behemoth to a goy, you're going to come to rent it to him. The Mishnah by the Zohar talks about that. If you rent a behemoth to a goy, he's going to use it on Shabbos. You'll be over on Shvis Behemoth. So, they made a general ban on selling behemoths, gasois, to a goy. Vinishvi, what's happening over here is that the ownership, Bishas Ledo,
the mother and the Vlad, one will belong to Yisrael, one will belong to the Goy. Or the Yisrael becomes a shutif with a Goy. So you have not two owners in the sense of the mother and the Vlad, but two owners on the mother itself. This is a kablonus arrangement, like a sharecropping, where a Yiddish farmer gets from the Goy a chamor. He's getting the Vlad of the chamor in order to be megadol that Vlad, and then to they'll be shutvim in the vlodois of that chamor. The osin itself, the chamor itself, will stay. Osin just means a female chamor, will stay in the reshus of the goy. It's just that he has the schusim of dmei tipul, will be that he's going to get the products, the peyrois of that chamor. Vanoisin loy bikabolo, or he gives to a goy also that the goy should be megadol. It's the same kablonis arrangement. In all these cases, potem and abechoyru. Kedusha as bechoyru is not chal on the vlad in any of these cases. Shenema, the posuk says, be Yisrael. The full Loshna posuk is, higdashti li kol bechoyru be Yisrael. So the kedusha as bechoyru can only be chal when it's be Yisrael. Avaloy b'acherim, which Chazal understand to mean when it's fully owned by the Yisrael. The pasuk we just quoted also says, "Kol b'chor b'Yisrael." So it has to be the entire b'chor b'Yisrael, which means the ownership of the mother and the mother and the ownership of the vlad, has to be in the possession of Yisrael in order that kedushas b'chor should be chal, and it has to be the full chamor. So the shutvus also passes, and also any arrangement where there's a yid having schusim in the chamor of kablonus, no, it's not his. But the goy having schusim, because the goy has a schus to get the peris, the vlodos, of the osun semel, there is a gewisse bailus, a gewisse schus, that the chamor is had by the goy. So mela, that's called that it's in the reshus of the goy b'midim mesuyam, is enough to be called not kol b'chor b'Yisrael. That's the sum total of the mission that all these cases pater. We'll just add that in the context of Kedushas Bechor, over here we're talking about Petach Hamor, but we explained in the Psicha that the problem, the Michshol, that you try to avoid Bizman Hazeh, is having a behemoth born that has Kedushas Haguf treated as a carbon, or even if it becomes a Balmum, we have treated as Psuli HaMekdashim. So we try to avoid having a behemoth born Bizman Hazeh that has Kedushas Bechor. It's already for thousands of years Klal Yisrael has this. And because of that, there's a whole Siman in Shulchan Aruch based on the Sugis over here, on how to sell a chelek of a behema, hamavakeres, that's going to have a bechor, that's the term that's used through the mesecta, a behema hamavakeres, how to sell a chelek of it to a goy in order to avoid the problem. The shaila is, which kinyonim, this is already a noshm nezikin dikasugya, which kinyonim work for a goy hametaltalin? By a Yisrael, we have one set of kinyonim, by a goy, it's not poshut. Does Meshicha work? Does Kesev work? The Gemara seems to blight by a Shaila because that would makmer on both. This is the Makar, that's more famously, this Sugya applies when trying to figure out with which Kinyan a Goy can buy Chomets on Erev Pesach from the Yisrael, from all the Yidden that sell the Chomets. Could he buy with Meshicha? Could he buy with Kesev? A whole Sugya. And the rate in that Sugya is Geboit on the Sugya over here on Dafyud Gimel. Just an interesting Maram Walken. Now we go weiter. The Mishnah says, Kehanim, Leviim, Pturim, Mikal v'choymer. Kehanim and Leviim are potter from the din of Peter Rechem. That means a behema, a chamor, that's owned by a goy. I'm sorry, that's owned by a kohen or Levi. As well as Kehanim and Leviim themselves are potter Mikal v'choymer. The Mishnah over here, Grada, is talking about the din, Kehanim and Leviim themselves. Even though we're starting the Mishnah with din of Peter Chamor, the Gemara learns out that the two dinim are totally zebozeh, because the pasuk says in Parshas Korach, which has a lot of the dinim of Pidyon HaBen and other matnas kuno, and the pasuk says ach podi tiftes b'chor ha'odom. There's pidyon on b'chor ha'odom. There's b'chor ha'behemo ha'tmeo tifteh. B'chor ha'behemo tmeo is also tipode on the cell, like we explained. That's the pasuk in Parshas Boy. The posuk equates the two of them together, which means that those that have the din of pidyon haben odom also have the din of pidyon petach hamor. Kedushas Bechor on a behemoth Tehoira, which has Kedushas Karbonis, has no Shachas to Pidyon. So it's not part of this pasuk. And that's true, that a behemoth that's born, even if the farmer is a Kohen or a Levi, has Kedushas Bechor, has no Shachas to Pidyon. But the dinim of Matnes Kuna, of Pidyon, those dinim are the same. Doesn't make a difference if it's the Pet Chamor or it's the Pidyon HaAdam. The Mishnah over here, by saying one, is saying the other. The Makor of the Mishnah over here, Kehanim Levim Ptur Mikal V'Chaymer, is by Bechor Adam. Look what the Mishnah says. In Potru Shal Yisrael Ba Midbar, if Kehanim and Levim patered Yisrael Ba Midbar, Dinhu Sheyifteru Shal Atzmon. This refers to a sugya, which is a pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, where the Kedushas HaBechor, which originally was Mechayiv, the Bechorim, before Chet or Egel, to be the ones that would have Kedusha of doing the Avodah, was transferred to Shevet Levi, because of Chet or Egel. And the pasuk says over there that the Levim should be Tachas HaBechorim. The pasuk says, Kachas HaLevim, Tachas Kol Bechor, Bivnei Yisrael. The Torah Cheshbon is out over there in the end of Parshas Bamidbar, very barichus, that there were 22,000 Levim, that their Kedusha was transferred from the 22,000 Bechorim. Actually, it says that the Minyan HaBechorim Shal Yisrael was 22,273. The 273 were not able to be poided because it was a certain amount of Bechorim that were Levim. So anyways, they would have had Kedusha's Bechor. So there was no pidyon on them. The ones that had a pidyon were 22,000. Those 273 did not need a pidyon. Those 22,000 had to be poided themselves, bekesef, to give over that kedusha to the Levim. So what the Mishnah means to say by us is, if the Levim, with their kedusha of Shevet Levi, could pater the Yisraelim Bamidbar from mitzvahs pidyon aben, that means they're patering them from their kedushas kohuna, kedushas doing the avodah, dinu sheyifteru shalatzman, that they get rid of their own din pidyon. Now we're in explanations in order. When you look over there in the pasuk, it's in Bamidbar and Perigimel pasuk mem hey. It says kachas halavim tachas kol b'chor b'nei Yisrael, and this l'chor refers to what we just said. With Levim take over the Kedushas Bechor, and the male they patted themselves up. And it says over there, Lamoshul, that the leftover Kahanim that didn't have a pidyon had to pay Chamesh Shkolim Lagulgoylas to the Kahanim. That was their pidyon, which is also similar to the din of being Mafkir Kedusha, like by a pidyon Aben. You have to give money to the Kahanim. Ve'ez Behemas, the Pasuk says, Ve'ez Behemas HaLevim Tachas Behemtom. There was some type of other pidyon with the behemas halavim are tachas, the behemtum of the bechor. And Rashi, you look at Rashi and Chumash over there, and the Rav is meramis it, is halavim loy potru behemtum shal Yisrael Bamidbar. The Levim didn't pater the behemois of Yisrael Bamidbar. The peter behemoth, there was a gzeis hakosuv then, that the peter behemoth, the behemoths of the Levim patted up the peter behemoth of the Bechorim. What we're talking about, I'm just coming lafuke, you shouldn't read the pasuk only legabi the behemoths. The ikedin that we're learning out is not in the behemoths, is in the kedusha sabachor pidyon aben. And like we said, then there's a hekish to learn out that whoever is not mechuyev in pidyon aben is also not mechuyev in the mitzvah of peter chamor. That's the way to read the Mishnah.